ஹலோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டே டு யூ. திஸ் இஸ் யூ பிரதர் ரமேஷ் மெடசானி ஃப்ரம் அவர் டெய்லி பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் ஆடியோ கிளிப் வில் பி எ பிளஸ்ஸிங் டு யூ. வெதர் வி ரியலைஸ் இட் ஆர் நாட், ப்ராமிசஸ் டாமினேட் அவர் லைஃப்ஸ். ஜீசஸ் ரோஸ் ஆன் த தேர்ட் டே ஆஃப்டர் க்ரூசிஃபிக்ஷன் ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் ஹீ ப்ராமிஸ்ட், வாஸ் சீன் இன் ஜெருசலேம் இன்கான்ஸ்பிகியஸ்லி ஃபார் 40 டேஸ். ஸோ த டிசைபிள்ஸ் ஹேட் அ நியூ ஃபவுண்ட் ஹோப் இன் த ரெசரக்டட் லார்ட். And 10 days later, the promise had come true. On the 50th day after resurrection, that gift of the Holy Spirit came on all on the day of Pentecost. But the last 10 days before Pentecost were probably the most miserable, since Jesus did not tell them when the promise would be fulfilled. The disciples had no clue it was going to happen in 10 days after the last meeting with Jesus. When we are hard-pressed from all sides, it is not easy to remember promises of God. But when we make it a habit to look to God through His Word, we will be assured of wonderful promises of God. Talking to Mary, Jesus said, "Your brother will rise again. I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live." Did you catch that? To live, we need to believe. To continue to live, we need to continue to believe. It is hard to believe sometimes when everything seems to fall apart. But if you stop believing, you will stop living. There is something for us to know today. Jesus brought about the resurrection and was the cause of the resurrection. But more importantly, He is the resurrection. Everyday life and eternal life with God are so closely tied to Jesus and who He is in our lives. And these things can only be found in a relationship with Him. It has been 2,000 years since Jesus rose from the dead. He is alive forevermore in the hearts of His believers. So before Resurrection Sunday becomes a distant memory, reflect on this fact. Easter is not an event, it is a person, and that person is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let the joy and the hope of Jesus' resurrection shape your expectations and draw you into the days ahead. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, "The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Remember, my friends, we can impress people from a distance, but we can only be impacted up close. Shall we pray? Everlasting God, loving Father in heaven, we thank you for your many promises and their fulfillment. As we await the second coming of our Lord and Savior, we pray help us to be faithful witnesses and truthful worshipers until you come and take us into glory. In that precious name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.